Good morning and aloha. We all know the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It is, of course, a beautiful classic song. It was used in a classic movie done way back and called The Wizard of Oz. Some people never get tired watching it, and it is shown in those classic movies that's shown on TV. In one of the stories written by Reverend Marvin Harada of Orange County Buddhist Church in Anaheim, California, his book on discovering Buddhism in everyday life, he talks about some parallels to Buddhism in the movie Wizard of Oz. The movie seemed to be very symbolic and representative of the Jodo Shinshu path of Buddhism, and I thought I'd like to share some of these thoughts with you this morning. The main character in the movie is Dorothy, and she goes on a long-lost journey. But this is in her dreams, as she was struck on the head during a tornado. Dorothy finds herself in the land of Oz and must somehow find her way back to her home in Kansas. Buddhism speaks to the idea that we sentient beings are also lost as we are born into the world of chaos and confusion, pain and suffering. When we speak of the path to enlightenment, it is essentially a path leading out of the chaos and turmoil and into a world brightened with truth and serenity. Within the Jodo Shinshu teachings, this is talked about in even more concrete terms, as we are taught to seek the Pure Land. This world is a world of ignorance and suffering, but the Pure Land is not so. The way Dorothy describes it, it is a world somewhere over the rainbow. This is an ideal realm that exists in the hope of her own heart as she is challenged with the difficulties of growing up on a farm in Kansas. For us, we yearn for a world beyond this realm of suffering, much like Dorothy hoped for her in her heart as she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This world is called the Pure Land in our Jodo Shinshu tradition, and the yellow brick road that leads us to it is the path of the Nembutsu. Saying the Nembutsu amidst our joys and sorrows of human life leads us into the Pure Land. But the Pure Land is not a quote-unquote escapist world, nor is it a heaven of everlasting life like in Christianity. The Pure Land is the great world of enlightenment. The Pure Land has been described at times in geographical or concrete terms, and this was done so that we human beings can perhaps understand what is being said. It has been depicted as a golden flowery place that is absolutely beautiful. But to seek birth in the Pure Land is to seek enlightenment, to discover that the world without the sufferings as we know it, for all other beings and ourselves as well. For Dorothy's journey along the yellow brick road, her great fear was the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch has constantly threatened to take her life and also her beloved dog, Toto. In our life, the Wicked Witch of the West are things like cancer, AIDS, the fear of layoffs and employment, recession, nuclear war, and a lot more things that we are challenged with in our current life. There is a scene in the movie where Dorothy is trapped in the castle and the Wicked Witch threatens to kill her. Quote, when the sands of the hourglass run out, end quote, is also very symbolic. In Buddhism, we are reminded that our life is passing ever so swiftly. Although we might think that we are still young and live almost forever, that is really not the case, and it is more of an illusion. Life passes by quickly, just like the sands of the hourglass. We need to awaken to this fact and use this time that we have to find in the Buddha Dharma the truth that transcends life and death. We, in fact, could find ourselves with very few grains left, wondering where our life went. Dorothy, as the movie portrays, was fortunate to have met good friends like the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion who helped Dorothy on her journey. Without them, maybe Dorothy wouldn't have made it. Along the path of the Nembutsu for us, we need to meet good friends and fellow travelers of the way who will assist and encourage us, sometimes even scolding us as we journey through life together. The true Nembutsu Sangha should have the meaning that we are all on the path of the Nembutsu together, and our common bond is not only a social one, but a religious one on a journey of learning. When Dorothy awakens from her dream after her incredible journey to meet the wizard, she returns home. She is surrounded by her word family and farm worker friends, and Dorothy tries to share her adventure with them. But they could not believe her amazing story. But this is okay for Dorothy because she now has developed a totally different perspective on her family of Kansas and on this place she calls home. She is unable to convince the others that her adventure has been real, but what she does realize is that the ideal world that she sought before was nothing more than home itself. That somewhere over the rainbow was right in her own backyard. The family that she was angry with before for giving her dog Toto away is a family that she would not trade for anything in the world. For her now, Kansas is not some hot, forsaken place in nowhere, but is exactly where she wishes to be. When the movie ends, that wonderful line that we two all felt after a long trip for work or vacation is expressed, "There is no place like home." It is important to note that in Pure Land Buddhism, after awakening to the light of the Pure Land or the world of enlightenment, we do not stay there. We return to the unenlightened world to now lead others out of the land of suffering and into the world of enlightenment. As Professor Takamaro Shigaraki says, "Don't think that the Pure Land is some sort of heavenly paradise. Actually, there is no one there. For once one has been there, one does not remain, but must return to this world for the all-important task of leading others to the Pure Land." This is called Genso Eko in technical Buddhist terms. Prior to awakening to our own ego and receiving the light of the Pure Land, our world is dark and drab. Our world is where work is, exactly that, work. We may think that our wives are overweight, complain too much, and spend too much of our hard-earned money. Our husbands work too hard or too little, and don't spend enough time with the family. Our children don't appreciate what we give them. Our parents never give us enough freedom, etc., etc., that never-ending rhetoric. However, after seeing the light of the Pure Land, which shows us ourselves in our true light, our eyes are suddenly opened, a lot like Dorothy's were after her journey. The job, now that I once hated, I wouldn't trade for anything. The wife that I presumed had lost her beauty is now more beautiful than ever. The husband that I complained about is the most understanding of bodhisattvas to have me as his wife. We now find ourselves being able to respect our children rather than demand that they respect us. And we can be grateful to our parents for giving me the greatest gift of life. In our own journey of walking the path, we go down the yellow brick road of the Nembutsu so that we can reach the other side of the rainbow, where we can all say from the bottom of our heart, "There is no place like home." Namo Amidabs.
Melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you